Hey, welcome to our cool channel. We are M3 Movies on YouTube. We talk about movies and films and stuff.
Hello! Welcome to M3 Movies. I'm Jack. It's February 27th. Tomorrow's February 28th, my sister's birthday. Wish her a happy birthday. Happy birthday, my sister.
Wowzers.
Wowzers.
You know, Friday is March 1st. It's Eric's birthday.
Whose birthday? I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I love Eric.
Happy birthday, Eric.
I was talking to him and Lauren about when they were on the podcast, because it's among my favorite episodes. And he was recounting an experience where they both were talking, and he said that I said something along the lines of, I would love if both or either of you would listen to anything I'm saying, which I truly don't remember saying, but it does sound like something that I said.
Yes, it does.
I would like to have them on again. They're good guests. Anyway, this is M3 Movies. We talk about movies and films and stuff. Brian and I are bogged down, so I think we're both pretty tired right now.
No, man, I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, I'm tired, so.
Well, shut up.
Oh, okay. Happily. Go for it. Do the rest of the podcast by yourself if I'm to shut up.
All right. You guys seen Venom?
God damn, no, no.
I can talk about Venom for hours. That's a movie.
What is vibrating right now? Is
that you? I accidentally unplugged my phone charger from my computer, and then it is making noise.
You may also notice a significant change in acoustics. It is a lot more echoey in here because we're in a different recording space right now.
Hey, I
say recording space, but it's my living room.
We recorded in here once and then lost all of that.
Lost everything. That was also before the hardwood floors, so it was less reverberatory.
Oh my god, it was.
Are you kidding me, Brian? What's wrong with you?
I like completely forgot.
We had our whole house.
I completely forgot that this isn't what this always looked like. Wow.
Yeah. So if that's a problem with you, too bad. Deal with it. Listen to the rest of the episode, losers. You don't have to.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Do.
Yeah, you do.
Cool.
If you're listening to this on YouTube, don't. Because that's slow and stupid.
Well, you could.
Thanks to YouTube for helping us kind of get started, but it's stupid.
Or you could,
but also...
We don't just make podcasts.
Well, yeah, but yeah. If you want to catch our videos, definitely do the YouTube. But for podcast, it's now much easier to go to anchor.fm/M3Movies. You can listen to us there, or you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Breaker, Radio Public, and more. And by more, I think... It's just one other thing. It's like Pocket Casts or something. But you can listen to us on all of those things, which makes it probably much easier for you and is just a good time. You're familiar with Anchor. I did an ad for it in the beginning. But yeah.
Yeah.
That's my piece on the subject. So yeah, cool. Let's get right on into it. So let's go new releases. Go jingle.
New releases, they're out today.
Or tomorrow, or next week, or maybe they're already out. Who's to say? That was a good jingle. So we moved the,
Argy Mateys.
Are we going to change that?
I think we can leave it, but we have to explain what it is every single
time. Can we switch off doing that then? Because I don't want to do it every time.
So Archimedes is when we'd ask you guys.
Well, let's not describe it now because we're not doing it. That would confuse people.
Okay, well we're not doing it.
Anyway, so. Yeah, we're not doing Archimedes this week or C talk.
So if you're wondering what that is,
celebrity talk or
watch the last one.
Yeah. Anyway, we're not doing it because near the end, instead, we're going to be talking about the Oscars, which happened this week, and is a pretty big movie thing, if you ask me.
My favorite holiday is the Oscars.
Mine is President's Day.
It's a dumb pick.
It is. Yeah. There are about...
There are many
I'd say like two or three presidents that off the top of my head, I'm like, oh, I don't like them. And yet I still celebrate the holiday.
Who?
Well, I don't want to get political, but...
Get political.
Yeah. The one right now, not a huge fan of that one. And then I'd say probably Andrew Jackson.
Why?
Well, he was responsible for the Trail of Tears.
That's all you know about him, though.
That was pretty uncool. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that he was against the paper money. He didn't like paper money.
You only know that because I told you that when...
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No, I knew that because of history and stuff.
Because
of history and stuff. And then Nixon.
It's because when people were talking about where Harriet Tubman should go.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, let's put her on the 10, even though Alexander Hamilton is the Treasury Secretary and Andrew Jackson didn't believe in paper money. To the top.
Man, it's nonstop. There's a Hamilton reference. what were we talking about?
I don't remember.
Oscars. President's that was Day. Stupid. Boy, that was Oscars a stupid was tangent.
My favorite holiday. That went to President's Day. That went to what presidents you don't like.
That went in-depth to conversation Jackson. About Andrew Jackson.
And then that went to
dollar bills. Yeah.
The Harriet Tubman replacing Andrew Jackson on the money controversy.
Speaking of dollar
bills. Is that happening, by the way?
No. Not that I know. Huh. Not with the one in office now. Anyway, speaking of dollar bills, let's talk about a movie that's coming out that's raking in the monies. That would, of course, be a Madea Family Funeral.
Well, it hasn't been released
the
yet.
The 300th Madea movie.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. 324 Madea movies there are.
I mean, no.
There's Madea, a Boo Madea, a Halloween. Boo Madea 2, another Halloween. A Very Christmas Madea. The second and third of Very Christmas Madea.
How many Madeas?
There's Madea Goes to Prison. Madea Goes to Jail, which is a different one. Madea Meets Her Long-Lost Uncle. Oh, well, I just listed all eight.
I think you did just list all eight by
accident. That was... No, that... I mean, they definitely weren't real Madea movies. A couple of them were.
Madea's Class Reunion? What?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, wait. But in 2017, this one says 9.
Do these movies really make any money?
I mean, I guess so. They keep doing it.
Yeah, right? But it's like the Michael Bay Transformers movies. I can't name a single soul who saw the last one.
Yeah, but it made over $1 billion.
Did it?
Yeah.
How?
The fifth one, Transformers 5, made $1 billion.
Really?
Yeah, it's like number like...
That's a lot of money.
I think it's top 10 all-time box office.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. What, Age of Extinction was called? Or no, there was another one.
It was the...
I think Age of Extinction's, like, 4 is the one that made, like, billions. $1 billion. Billion and a half.
The one that just kind of switched out Shia LaBeouf.
Boy, I thought they did that earlier.
The canon of those movies are real wonky.
Real wonky.
Real wonky.
I searched how many Madeas are there, and it said, did you mean how many mafias are there? How many mafias are there, Google? There were at least 20... At Mafia's peak, there were at least 26 cities around the United States with Cosa Nostra families, with many more offshoots and associates in other cities. There are 5 main New York City Mafia families, known as the Five Families.
Hey, that was nice. Keep talking.
Look at that. That's cool.
Okay. Well, don't just say this. I really got a sneeze, Brian.
The Gambinos, the Lucchesis.
The Childish?
Definitely not how you say it. The Genovese, the Bonanos, and the Colombos.
I hated the way that you said that.
Colombos.
No. Cool. So yeah, a Madea Family Funeral, are you going to go see it?
No.
Who died? Art?
No. Maybe Madea.
God? Maybe Madea?
Tyler Perry said it's not.
Do you think this
character.
Is like what's that Ryan Reynolds movie where he's buried alive? Do you think it's one of those situations?
I don't know what movie that is.
Well, Ryan Reynolds buried alive. It's called Buried. So 2010, 86% on Rotten Tomatoes. $3 million for budget. $21.3 million box office. Pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Do you want to...
I'm actually reading about the Mafia right now.
Okay.
It's very interesting.
Do you want to save that for after the funeral, maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, the podcast.
I mean, I guess.
They're kind of the same, though. Podcast.
This is really interesting.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Read it later, please. I need you alert. I need you present. Brian.
It's cool, though.
I bet. How about Greta? Let's talk about that, huh?
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah. David Ehrlich likes that movie a lot. That's why I've heard about it, because he's the only critic I follow.
It's getting kind of bleh reviews.
It's getting kind of bleh reviews, but David Ehrlich liked it, so I'll probably see it. It's the only reviewer I listen to.
It has the same score on Rotten Tomatoes as on Metacritic.
I don't care about Rotten Tomatoes.
Cool.
Did you see the Rotten Tomatoes story?
Oh, the guy who directed it also did Interview with the Vampire. That's pretty cool.
I like Chloe Grace Moretz. She's pretty good at what she does. And so is Isabelle Huppert. It's an Oscar nominee. What was she Oscar nominated for? It was like last year.
Wasn't Star Wars.
Maybe the year before.
I don't remember that. Say the name again?
It wasn't Star Wars. Isabelle Huppert.
Isabelle.
Don't look. It's Huppert. For a movie called L.
Huppert. It's pronounced Huppert, I think, Brian.
No, it's not
L.
Huppert.
Was it the movie L?
Yes, I said that.
Well, I got it. I guessed it first.
No, you didn't. It's blatantly wrong.
My cat just jumped off of a ledge. I'm sorry you had to hear that, everyone. Come here, meatball. Come here, meatball. Come here. Meatball. Come here.
I'm pretending like his cat knows its name.
Come here, meatball. Come here. Oh, he's coming to me. Oh, he's coming to you, really, but come here, meatball. Yeah, who's a good little kitty? Let me pet you. Who's a good kitty? I got to pet my cat, which was the highlight of my day.
Nice.
Anyway, movies.
Anyway.
You think you're going to see Greta?
Probably, man.
Yeah?
I don't know. If I have time, I'm pretty busy this week.
You like David Ehrlich.
But David Ehrlich likes it.
Yeah.
So.
What else has he liked?
I mean, he did like Black Panther.
Oh.
But he also liked Paddington, too.
There's a movie that we had talked about a while ago on the podcast that you said you were looking forward to because he liked it. What was it? Do you remember?
Any movie? Because he's the only reviewer I follow, so when I see him like on Twitter like gushing about a movie, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's probably good. Mm-hmm. That's really good. That's probably pretty good.
Cool. Well, that was it for new releases. Those two things.
March. Yeah. Still not interesting.
Pretty pitiful, but oh well.
Uh-huh.
So let's go on to movie news. Go, jingle. Go, please.
Movie news now, yeah.
My cat is currently curling up in my jacket, and it's pretty great.
Whoa.
Huh. What's up?
I'm responding to you.
Oh, okay, cool.
Whoa, dude.
I'm not used to that. You're usually responding to, I don't know.
Whatever I'm looking at on my laptop or phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of, the podcast.
I'm engaged.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
When did that happen? Congratulations. When's the day? When do you get married?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
You weren't invited.
I can't make it. That's my sister's birthday.
Yeah, we planned that on purpose. Our February 28th wedding. What a dumb joke. Jeez.
Holy, I don't know, man. It's got layers to it.
Alrighty.
Let's talk about the Oscars later.
Later in the podcast.
Yeah. I just wanted to bring that up. Because the Oscars did happen this week. We didn't forget, but you're going to have to wait around for a little bit. So.
Or just go to the timestamp.
Yeah.
I mean, listen to it.
Maybe we won't put the timestamp in for that one.
We certainly should.
Oh, no. Oh, God, Brian. Oh, I'm going to have to write another jingle.
Oscars.
Yeah, probably. Emma Thompson.
I saw that. Did you write her letter? Did you read her letter?
I did. It was kind of awesome.
It was good.
She dropped out of the movie, the animated movie, Luck. Because John Lasseter was hired on as what, a producer?
I think he just has a job at Skydance, so I think he was producing, yeah.
Alright. And then she wrote a really good letter that I'm trying to find. And I just love Emma Thompson. She's the coolest. Here it is. I found it. Should I read this whole thing? No.
You should not read the whole thing.
How about some...
Basically, she said something like, how could you expect Owen to work in this place where you hired this man who's known for abusing women?
Yeah.
Like, that's ridiculous.
But it was written better than the way that you said it. But
I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm...
Do you think she actually wrote it?
At best, paraphrasing.
Huh? Do you think she actually wrote it? Or
like yeah, she actually wrote it.
I don't know.
Emma Thompson's not about to freaking ghostwrite her resigning letter to John Lasseter. Like, yes, she wrote it.
So she's probably also, I would guess, breaking a contract. I don't know much about
it. Yeah, I doubt it.
You doubt it?
No.
No?
She's probably just like, see ya. And even if she's breaking a contract, who cares?
Yeah, she's Emma Thompson.
She's Emma Thompson. She can afford it, I think.
I'd hire Emma Thompson. Easily. Hey, Emma Thompson, if you're struggling to find work because you broke a contract, I don't care. Come here. Be on the podcast. That would be cool.
Emma Thompson. Good call.
Two 18-year-old douchebags and Emma Thompson.
Which one of us is more of a douchebag?
You.
Probably.
Yeah. No, not probably. Definitely. I said that without a doubt. You are the douchiest of those. You douche.
There's only two of us, though.
What?
There's only two of us, though.
Yeah, but you're still the douchier one. I'm not saying I'm not a douche. I'm a douche all the way. I douche left and right all day, all night.
There you go. And see ya.
But...
He just admitted.
Yeah, but where I douche left and right, you douche left, right, up, and down.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm douching, you know, just a couple of places. You're douching
Stop
all over
the place.
You douche. Puss in Boots 2.
I don't care.
Cool. Hellboy.
Good. I'm happy that worked, honestly. I did not want to talk about Puss in Boots 2.
Did you see the first one?
No, and I never will.
Why not?
I don't care to.
Why not? It may have actually been a pretty good movie,
because who cares?
The producers, the directors, the writers?
I've seen Paddington 2. I don't know. I kind of lied.
The people who worked on Puss in Boots? The people who like Puss in Boots?
I'm kind of done with the animated movie. I've seen Paddington, so, which is not an animated movie, to clarify. But it gives me the vibe of one, so it works.
Definitely not animated.
No, it's not.
How could you say that you're done with animated movies because you saw Paddington?
Because it's like saying, I kind of like lumped in my head animated and children's.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know they're re-releasing Spider-Man?
Into the Spider-Verse?
Yeah, for like just this weekend. I want to go again.
I think they're doing it for Star is Born, too.
Yeah, Star is Born and Green Book. Obviously.
I should probably see Star is Born.
Yeah.
Still haven't seen it. But I know the song.
Have you seen Green Book?
Nope.
See, now do you see the Best Picture winner or do you see the better movie? That's the real question.
The better movie all the way.
But one of them won Best Picture.
But one of them is better.
I think you'd like Green Book.
I would rather watch A Star is Born, though.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
It's a better movie.
Yeah.
My number three of the year.
Also, I haven't actually really heard great things about Green Book. And maybe that's just because it won. But
I think that's just because... I don't know. I think it's just...
I've heard that it's a white savior kind of movie.
Certainly not. I don't think it's a white savior kind of movie.
Well...
I don't think it...
He's Brian, I hate
savior.
To
break
it to you, but you're awesome.
I kind of disagree with a lot of the controversy.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand where they're coming from, but
I can't really speak to some of the backlash because obviously I haven't seen it. We'll get more into it later, but I was just kind of shocked that it won. It was so far off my radar of it even like being a possibility of winning, and I don't know why.
I mean, it won the Globe.
I don't pay attention to the Globes.
You know who won the two Globes? It was Green Book and Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh boy. Wow.
Good year.
Good year.
Alright.
I was reminiscing earlier the other day, about last year's Oscars.
See,
2017.
But you know what the thing is? Yeah. I genuinely believe that this is the best year. 2018 is the best year for film that we've seen in years.
No.
I think it's a revolutionary year for film. And it's just like the award season didn't reflect that. Like, it didn't
show
didn't show, like, the best of what 2018 had.
Okay, sure, yeah.
I just thought 2017 is, like...
The 2017 Oscars were...
We're far better at what they did.
Far better.
Gary Oldman won, though. Come on, man.
Over who?
Again? Timothy Chalamet.
Oh, yes.
Timothy. Oh, and yes. They didn't even nominate Timothy for Beautiful Boy.
Yeah, Beautiful Boy. Disgusting. He is a beautiful boy.
Yes, he is. And he didn't get to go to the Oscars, so they didn't nominate
him. Hey, guys. Like and retweet and comment and subscribe and follow our Twitter and Instagram if you think Timothée Chalamet is an attractive person. I just got everyone in the world to follow us.
How did we... Weren't we talking about Hellboy?
Yep.
It's rated R.
Yes.
I don't remember anything about the Hellboy character.
For, like, I think they said bloody violence and, like, gore throughout.
Oh, I don't care about it.
Okay.
What? If it was, like, for, like...
Do you want to see a Hellboy sex scene?
No. What I'm saying is, like, if it was for, like, language or, like, themes or, like... I don't know. Something other than violence. Like, that movie's going to be violent anyway. It's just going to be, like, a little more violent now.
I don't know. Well, it was the same thing with Deadpool.
No, but, like, Deadpool, like, cusses left and right.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, he has, like, the joke where, like, his hand getting cut off and then, like, the tiny hand.
Yeah.
You remember that? Like, he has, like...
Yeah.
Jokes. I don't really know the Hellboy character well enough to, like, really interpret what a rated R rating should mean, but
I want to watch that.
I like rated R movies generally better than PG-13 movies, so
yeah. I feel like PG-13 movies are good when they're not made to be PG-13, you know?
Yes.
Like, if it...
Bohemian Rhapsody.
If it works better as an R, then it
should. And I think, like, a solid majority of PG-13 movies should be rated R.
Yeah. Star Wars, for starters.
Sure.
I'm just kidding. Star Wars is perfect. In every way, shape, and form. There's absolutely nothing bad about anything Star Wars.
PG-13 just shouldn't exist.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm sorry. K and A.
It didn't exist.
K and A.
You know what movie got PG-13 to exist? Indiana Jones.
That's dumb. Kids can see Indiana Jones, are you kidding me?
Yeah, but think about who it was marketed to.
Children.
People about our age, I would say.
I mean, I get...
Well, younger than us.
It should be PG.
But it was like... Well, this is actually kind of interesting to me. Because it was P... No, it was R, but Spielberg was like, no, it's got to sell a whole ton. So they kind of figured something out and created PG-13 because it had the sort of adult themes that you'd expect in an R movie then with the sort of... selling in, like, toy and sort of iconicism that a PG, like, Star Wars kind of movie would have had.
Think about it. Cool. There was a time where people actually were about to make the decision to make it so that nobody under the age of 17 could see Indiana Jones. Yeah. What an oppressive, disgusting world that is. Oh, yeah. Gross. I hate that. Freaking censorship, man. I'm telling you.
See, I guess I don't really have too huge of a problem with... the whole, like, G, PG, PG-13, R thing. But it's, like, when something's R and there's a specific age that actually just isn't allowed in, that seems gross to me.
I'm just like, who are you to decide what I can handle?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
I feel like that's something that, at the very least, my parents should be deciding.
It's certainly getting...
Like, if my parents don't want me to see this movie...
Yeah.
Then they can stop me.
Exactly.
But...
It's certainly getting more sort of complex now, I guess, now that film has more possibilities and it's kind of easier to show a lot more.
They're gross. I don't like them.
Yeah.
The MPAA.
Yeah. This next thing is funny to me. Netflix UK changed the end of The Notebook for streaming. And I don't...
What'd they do?
I don't know why. They got rid of the death scene, I think. I haven't seen it, but apparently there's, like, a shot of some birds over a lake.
And they just ended
it? And that was it, yeah.
What?
I don't know.
That's absurd.
I think it was supposed to be, like, implied that they died without ever actually showing it, which is strange. Like, why would they do that? Is it?
I'll stand by that.
I haven't seen it. I'm familiar with
that. It's, like, the only good, like, Nicholas Sparks dumb romance, like, chick flick type thing.
Have you read multiple of them?
I read multiple of them? No, but I've seen a few of the movies.
Well, then can you
That's what I'm saying. Really I'm talking speak about, to I'm it? Talking about the movies.
Okay.
I'm saying it's the only good, like, dumb Nicholas Sparks movie.
Is it, let me ask you something. Is it specifically because Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams are in it?
I mean, that's largely the reason.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so for example, right?
Yeah.
A movie like, the one that always comes to my head for some reason is The Longest Ride. Right? So a movie like The Longest Ride is being helmed by, who's in this movie? I don't remember their names. Britt Robertson and Scott Eastwood, right?
Right.
Not like the height of acting there.
Not at all.
Like, Britt's okay.
Yeah.
I don't mind her, but Scott Eastwood? Yeah. And then you have like Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams, both Oscar-nominated actors.
Yeah.
Doing well.
Ryan Gosling is very good. I just watched two movies with him this week.
What was the other one?
Crazy Stupid Love.
I was in The Real Girl. What was the other one?
Crazy Stupid Love.
You watched that movie? Yeah. I love that movie.
Yeah, it was cute.
It's so good. I love that.
Okay, yeah, that's really the most I can say about The Notebook. So let's move on, because we do still have to...
I have something that I want to talk about that I didn't put on here.
Oh, okay, go for it.
Did you see the Rotten Tomatoes thing that they did?
Yes! They took off audience.
They took off... No, not audience review. It was... So what they did was they made it so that you're unable to put comments on a movie before it is actually released.
Which is fine to me.
And they... I think they got rid of... Like, they did something with the,
Captain Marvel and Star Wars 9.
With the, like, wanting to see meter. Like,
yeah.
Hype meter, whatever. I don't know what they did to it, but they did something. But it's because of, or they didn't say this, but it's because of the Captain Marvel thing.
For sure.
Yeah. Where it was getting inflamed or whatever.
Apparently Star Wars...
Mostly for Brie Larson.
Yeah. Because she did the, press tour where she didn't want to be on a panel with just straight white men, right?
Yeah.
And then people took that as, well, she's destroying mankind as we know it. And she is the harbinger of death and destruction and chaos. And I'm a straight white man.
She is a person that I feel like gets triggered really easily and then holds grudges forever and then is really outspoken and annoying about it. Like, I really, like, hate watching Brie Larson.
Yeah.
She just, like, comes off as the kind of person that would bother me so much. Like, I'm just so annoyed by you. But... I mean, I don't know.
I love this kind of running gag that we have of 1,000 celebrities listen to this podcast.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love to meet you, but
less
like,
than 50 subscribers.
I don't feel like we'd get along very well.
Yeah.
Although Room is, like, brilliant, and nobody talks about that movie anymore, and they absolutely should, because that's the best movie of that year.
Still have to watch it. I've been meaning to, actually.
It's so good.
With Jacob Tremblay, right?
Jacob Tremblay.
What is else he has been in else?
What is Jacob Tremblay? He was in that movie with Owen Wilson and Julie Roberts, The Wonder.
Okay.
He was in that, and he did this really crappy movie. I don't remember what it's called. I remember there was this movie that like people were like kind of excited for, and then they're like, oh wait, this is terrible.
I'm kind of...
The Book of Henry, I think it's called.
He hasn't really been in the public eye too much, which I think is good for him. Because child celebrities...
Is he in The Book of Henry? I don't think he's in The Book of Henry, just kidding. It's a different kid that looks like him. Yeah, he's not in The Book of Henry at all. Wait, yes, that's him right there. His name's just not on the cover.
Just look up Jacob Tremblay. See what he's been in.
Yeah, he's in the movie. Okay, cool. He's in it.
Alright.
He was in that, and that was supposed to be terrible.
Oh, and he's gonna be in something soon, too.
He wanted to direct.
Oh.
Like, I remember when they were doing the interview rounds with him, like, when he was...
Dang.
Getting, like, awards talk.
He's 13 years
old.
He
was, like, 9 then, and he was like, I want to grow up and be a director.
Oh, that's right. He's gonna be in Doctor Sleep, the Shining sequel.
Yeah.
Probably as a young Danny. Or I guess just Danny.
Danny.
Yeah.
But isn't it about an older Danny?
Yes.
So he's
with Ewan McGregor, I think.
Ewan McGregor.
That's the Scottish accent.
No, but I think it's smart that they did that. I don't think you should be able to comment on a movie before it comes out.
Yeah.
It's kinda dumb. I remember that happened to Ghostbusters.
No, I
the
wasn't.
The female Ghostbusters?
I wasn't really in the movie scene too much then.
No.
No.
That happened to the female Ghostbusters, and I would imagine. There was a huge campaign like against that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. You know, I
what a sexist industry we're in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually don't mind that movie that much.
Yeah.
Compared to most people. Like, I still think it's bad.
They're kind of like...
But I can tolerate it.
Apparently with this new one that they're making, they're just kind of pushing it... Shoving it over,
just like being like, hey, no, screw
what's
you.
The sweeping it? Sweeping it under the carpet was the
I definitely, as much as that seems like a sexist move, yeah. That's the right decision.
Yeah.
Those characters are not memorable or good. It's pretty much an extended SNL sketch,
mm-hmm.
Which is funny at times, don't get me wrong, but. At other times, it's unbearable, so...
That's fair. That's fair.
I think it's definitely smart to go back to the original.
Let's move on.
Third.
I want to have some...
I haven't watched this trailer, by the way.
Detective Pikachu?
Yeah.
Bastard. Go jingle. Go jingle, go jingle, go. New trailers. All right, we're back. Brian watched the trailer.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, go with it, Brian.
Am I just talk about it?
What?
Can I watch it live?
I guess there's Bonnie Tyler holding out for a hero in it, so that could be tricky. Yeah. You remember from Pebbly?
What was the detective?
Should we pause it, I guess?
Probably.
All right. Here we go, pausing it and all and such and stuff.
We're gonna watch a trailer and talk about it.
We're back.
Hi.
The thoughts?
Dude, I'm so excited for that movie. I don't even care, man.
Yeah,
that
it was
looks so good.
It was really fun watching just how excited you were getting about that.
No, it's. I was just telling you this while I was watching this, but like, I have no childhood experience with the Nintendo or their games, but I feel so much nostalgia whenever I see their characters. It's so weird how like that company is so good at like making these universes and worlds and characters that are just so ingrained in like your inner child.
Yeah,
and it's something that I'm really excited to watch. And I also love how it's like Ryan Reynolds is not trying to do a voice.
Oh, not at all.
He's just himself. And I kind of love that, because it's just making it, like, so your own. And let's see what else.
Thought Bonnie Tyler was fun. I like that song.
I love the idea that, like, it's like a modern world with Pokemon.
That's what Pokemon has always been, Brian.
No, but, like, you know what I mean. Like, it's like... It's like New York with Pokemon, not like Vermilion City.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? Like it's
what? Like what city?
Is that not one of them? Viridian?
Oh, Viridian. Okay, I heard Verlian or something like that.
Viridian.
Viridian.
Viridian City.
I'm on the road to Viridian City.
Yeah.
Make some friends along the way.
So like, yeah, I'm excited, man.
Yeah, it looks fun. It looks like just a good old romp. Just a good old fun time.
Yeah, dude.
Mew, too.
I want to watch him fight Charizard, like, now.
They got rid of the weird tail bulge in the front.
Yeah, but what can you do?
Boycott Detective Pikachu? What do you mean? What
else can you do? Greninjas, man!
Yeah, that's true.
I love Greninja.
I thought the Mr. Mime bit... Jesus Christ, Cat. Be louder.
Thank you.
He's being louder. I thought the, what was I saying?
Mr. Mime bit.
The Mr. Mime bit at the end was pretty funny.
It was.
So yeah, looks fun. I'll probably watch it. Should we even talk about this next one? Is it even anything? There was a...
The Irishman teaser. We can talk about just The Irishman and how great it's going to be and how Martin Scorsese is going to win next year.
All right. The Irishman is going to be really great and Martin Scorsese is going to win
next year. Yeah, it's literally just, like, the cast list.
Yeah.
I thought it was really funny how at the end it was, like, in theaters next fall. And then the next thing was, and also on Netflix. Like, Aiden said this when we were watching the Oscars, and he was like, that's so clearly something Martin Scorsese made them do.
Yeah.
He was like, guys, it's in theaters, and then it's on Netflix. That's fun.
No, it's weird that I'm probably going to get berated for. Mm. I have not seen a Martin Scorsese movie.
You've never seen a single Martin Scorsese movie?
Not a single Martin Scorsese movie. That's not true.
Even by accident.
I watched the Bad music video. The Michael Jackson Bad music video.
You disgust me. Have you seen The Aviator?
No.
I'm trying to think of like, other movies that you might just like, have not known were directed by Martin Scorsese. Have you seen like Gangs of New York?
Nope. Martin Scorsese.
I love Martin Scorsese.
I feel like a lot of people do.
You haven't seen The Wolf of Wall Street?
Nope.
Dude, The Wolf of Wall Street, it's like...
Hold on, is he directing the Joker movie?
He's not directing the Joker movie.
Then why does it say upcoming movie Joker? Is he producing it?
It's possible.
God, Ryan, come on, dude. Get it together.
He's probably producing it, but like, come on, it's Martin Scorsese.
Martin Scorsese was also attached to produce, although he dropped out in July 2018 and was replaced by Emma Tillinger-Koskoff. So... No. Irishman, Silence, Goodfellas, The Departed, Taxi Driver. Good lord, these are a lot of movies that I really should have seen by now.
Yeah.
I saw Hugo when I was younger.
Have you seen The Departed?
Nope.
The Departed?
No. Shark Tale?
He's in Shark Tale.
Okay, alright.
He's an actor.
Okay.
He's a voice actor in Shark Tale.
I have Raging Bull.
Jeez.
See, that's the thing. I have a lot of his movies. I just... I haven't seen them at all. Not at all. Cool.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever, that's it. So let's move on to this special segment, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's talk about Oscars, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good movies and the bad ones that were, that won Oscars.
I hated that.
Let's talk about Oscars. Go jingle.
Hey, future Jack, this is past Jack. Do not forget to put an Oscar jingle here. The people expect jingles, and will be sincerely disappointed if you don't deliver. You can't mess this one up, or we as a podcast are screwed for eternity.
Goodness.
That was really stupid, but I never miss up an opportunity to make a Salt and Pepper reference.
Nice.
Shoop.
Do you want to start?
Yeah. Let's just go through winner by winner.
Go for it. Hit me.
Writing original screenplay, Green Book.
You hit me with the worst one.
Okay.
That's the one I'm the most mad about. I'm actually more mad about that than I am about Picture.
You wanted it to
despite,
be...
Despite the same thing.
You wanted it to be the favorite?
The favorite. The Favorite is easily the best original screenplay that has been written, I think, in the last... Has to be, since Birdman.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that movie is just... I don't know how somebody sits down and writes that.
I can think of it.
So out there in terms of dialogue, in terms of structure.
Yeah.
In terms of just... the way characters interact in terms of just plot in general. I want to make this period piece about women in power and trying to fight for control, but I'm also going to make it a lesbian movie and I'm also going to make it a comedy.
Is that a genre? Lesbian?
Yeah. Gay and lesbian.
Okay, well, I don't
know. It is. I'm writing my comparative study for film studies about this.
Well, I don't know.
It genuinely is.
Yeah, well...
There are entire chapters in film textbooks about, queer movements in film.
Yeah, well... I don't know.
I just told you.
Adapted screenplay.
Black Klansman.
Black Klansman.
That was the cutest moment of the Oscars.
When Spike Lee jumped into Samuel
Jackson's arms.
Stan Jackson.
And if you've seen, Do the Right Thing or anything. They went to college together. I don't know if they were there at the same time, but they went to the same institution. It's called Mercyhurst College. I really hope I'm getting that right.
Oh, so they knew each other.
Or Mercy something.
That's cute.
I really hope it's Mercyhurst. Because I want to, like, get the name of this place right. Because it's an all-black male college.
Yeah.
And it's very well known for producing, like, very...
Very talented.
Talented and famous African-American men. Martin Luther King went there before he went to BU.
Oh, wow.
And they both went there. I don't know if they met there or if they...
met elsewhere.
It is called Mercyhurst. Yeah. Or if they met afterwards, but they both went there. And, yeah, that was adorable. And Spike needed an Oscar.
Yeah.
It's freaking Spike Lee. I know not all of his movies are hits, but the ones that do hit are pretty dang good.
I love the way he was dressed.
He was like the night. He was like the night bus conductor, Stan Shunpike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, good for him. Good for Spike,
yeah, man.
For Mr. Lee. His father's name is Bill. Billy. His father's name is Billy.
Yeah.
Bill good. Lee.
Good.
And his child name is Satchel.
Good.
He named his child Satchel.
Who are you to judge, man?
Jack.
All right.
Visual effects went to First Man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm peeved.
I did not see First Man, but I'm just really happy that I don't have to call Infinity War an Oscar winner.
Why did I think Black Panther was in the running here?
Because it won the Globe and the BAFTA.
Oh, okay. That's so ridiculous.
Was not nominated.
So, dare I say, bonkers.
Yeah, not great CG there.
No. Yeah, First Man. Great movie.
Good movie. I've seen some of the stuff about what they did with the effects, and it all looks extremely impressive.
Yeah.
And, yeah. They managed how to make fire and space look good. Like, or not in space, but like rockets. Right. Which apparently is difficult if you ask Venom. that's the worst CGI I've seen ever, I think.
Please don't talk about Venom again. Before getting here, so Brian ranted. Brian ranted at me for like 10 minutes about how Venom was so
bad. I wasn't ranting, I was
you
laughing.
You were. I didn't say anything. I didn't say a single word, and you were just going.
It's good,
like
though.
10 minutes. Yeah, it was kind of impressive, but also too much, man.
I can keep going.
Please don't. Please.
That's a movie.
Yeah, cool. Good for First Man. Didn't really get a whole ton of attention this year, which I was kind of expecting.
I thought for sure that at least like Gosling would be getting praise and awards.
I actually felt he was one of the weakest parts of the movie.
Surprising.
Yeah, because he was still pretty good in it.
And it's Damien Chazelle, who is the youngest Best Director winner ever, if I remember correctly.
See,
and
I thought...
his first two movies both got Best Picture nominees. Or I thought his first two
Man,
major movies.
First Man and A Star is Born. Those were the ones that I figured would be sort of the bigger buzz kind of movies.
First Man
didn't get, like, anything.
A Star is Born was ready to win everything.
Yeah.
And then it just didn't.
One thing. Yeah.
It got in everywhere, and then it just didn't.
Yeah.
Like, the Globes didn't give it anything, the BAFTAs, the SAGs, nobody appreciated it.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. At least to the extent of winning. I mean, obviously, nominations are...
Everyone liked the song. And
well, that song is perfect.
Yeah. And Lady Gaga and...
Bradley Cooper. That was a genuinely, like, extremely well-done performance.
Yeah, that's... You may disagree with me here, but I said that the three main takeaways from the Oscars were Into the Spider-Verse winning animated.
I don't care.
I do. It's pretty cool to me. The Shallow performance.
Yeah.
And Olivia Colman's speech.
Yeah. I'm so excited to talk about Olivia.
Yeah, I'm really excited. All right, sound mixing, Bohemian. I'll do sound editing and sound mixing. They're both Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, I really thought that...
just absurd.
I don't know. I mean, A Star is Born is right there for you. First Man is what I had for mixing.
Yeah, it was real good.
I have not seen the movie. That was just the buzz that I was hearing.
They did something with... like, they mixed three different voices to create Freddie Mercury's voice in that movie, right?
Yes.
Why? Why didn't they just use Freddie Mercury's actual voice?
I kind of respect it, just because they wanted it to have its... They didn't want to just blatantly be Freddie, you know?
Why?
Because in In a biopic, you are portraying a real person, but you're also portraying a character. Mm-hmm. And I understand that it can't just be a copy-paste. I get that. It's a lot of work. It is mostly just Freddy. Like, it's like 90% just Freddy. So, like, they did mix in Rami's voice.
It's probably just, like, when he's
there are scenes singing. Where Rami is just singing.
Yeah.
I think some of the earlier ones.
Yeah.
But I also think that the mixing is just... And the editing is... The sound editing in that movie is just not very good.
Uh-huh.
There are a lot of scenes where the crowd or various other things, like, almost drown out Freddy's voice.
Yeah.
And it's just not well done. I don't know. I don't really care. I should. I definitely should care more than I do, but sound, it makes it hard to... I know that it's just as important as everything else, but it makes it hard for me to really be
invested. If not really more important, actually. There's, like, a common adage that you can have really awful video, but can be forgiven by the quality.
I mean, yeah. Sound. That's true.
Which is why this podcast probably doesn't
just give it to A Star Is Born is right there. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm just going to kind of jump on over these next ones because I haven't seen too many of the nominated ones. Short film, live action went to Skin.
I haven't seen any of the short films.
Yeah, you did.
I saw Bao.
You saw...
And Fav.
Fav, yeah. And then short film animated went to Bao, which was the only one I saw. Production design went to Black Panther, which is absolutely absurd.
The favorite is one of the movies I've seen with the most gorgeous set design ever.
And they revel in it.
Just in general.
That whole movie takes place in one castle.
Yes, it does. Almost.
It's a little bit
almost all place.
Yeah. Just absurd. I mean, even First Man was better than Black Panther.
Yeah.
Someone made the argument that Black Panther, like, created a whole kind of fantasy world with elements of the real world. But you know what? So does so many other movies.
Well,
so many other movies.
My argument isn't that, like, yeah, so does so many other movies, but my argument is more just, like, it doesn't look like that. It's just a city.
Yeah.
It just looks like a city.
Yeah. And some grass.
It's just like, yeah, it looks like a city in, like, an African plain.
Cat, no! He's stuck in your sock. I'm sorry.
It looks like just a city that happens to be surrounded by, like, Africa.
Yeah.
Rather than just,
like, yeah.
It doesn't, I don't know.
Not
for me. I'm a little biased, so should be sure, but...
Original song went to Shallow, which is obvious.
What are the other options? That was... There aren't. Okay, quick shout out. I love the song from The Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
Yeah.
When a cowboy trades his spurs for wings. That is an adorable song, and I love it. And it's even better in the movie just because of the visuals that are paired with it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I like the Mary Poppins one.
The Mary Poppins song is good. I actually prefer the
I'll fight.
Other song from Mary Poppins.
Oh.
Like the... Something a Little Light Fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Triple Little Light Fantastic.
Yeah.
I love that song.
That movie was just good. That was just a good movie.
I really liked most of it. I have my quarrels, but...
The original score went to Black Panther.
Absurd.
Ludwig Göransson. You know what I found?
That is maybe one of the ones that I disagree with the most.
Yeah.
I cannot even begin to remember the Black Panther score outside of, like, just sound.
Yeah.
The If Beale Street Could Talk score is such a gorgeous piece of music.
And I Love Dogs, too.
And I Love Dogs. Like, I Love Dogs has that, like, Wes Anderson, like, vibe, you know? And... That's fun, and it fits the movie, like, really, really well.
Yeah.
Like, for such a niche movie, it really fits that role.
Oh, for sure.
But Beale Street just... That's a score. That's a score.
I mean, even...
It feels like Phantom Thread for me, like, last year. Like, not quite as memorable.
Yeah.
But, like, in the same realm. Did Phantom Thread win score last year? It better.
I don't think it did.
I don't think it did either. I'm upset.
I feel like even First Man would have been a better option than Black Panther. Have you heard the First Man score? I have, actually. Crater is... I have listened to that on repeat. Like, crazy. Yeah. there were a lot of Black Panther and Bohemian Rhapsody wins this year that I feel like weren't deserved. Makeup and hairstyling went to Vice, which is
correct. Obvious.
I feel like the only other really competition there was Mary Queen of Scots, and even then it wasn't really... Because Vice, it was like every character was insane, fat and age makeup.
Well, really just thick, but...
Well, and every other character, really, kind of, if you think about it.
Kind of. Steve Carell a little bit.
If you think about it. And Amy Adams, right?
No.
No?
No.
No?
Hairstyling, sure. Makeup? Right. But the Dick Cheney work is so impressive.
Yeah.
It's very, very impressive.
I mean, everyone likes fat and old age.
Because I think the difference with between that and Darkest Hour, I think both do a great job of what they're doing.
Yeah.
But I think that Dick Cheney, very importantly, he looks like Christian Bale.
Yes.
When you look at him, like when I look at his face, I can very clearly see that that is not Dick Cheney, that is Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Right?
I think it also helps.
Very good Dick Cheney costume.
I think it also helps that
it's Christian Bale.
Not every old white dude has played Dick Cheney, but everyone on the face of the planet has played Winston Churchill.
Gary Oldman, I could not see Gary Oldman.
Yeah, that's true.
To me, I know people who said that they could very easily, but when I watched Darkest Hour, that was a different person.
Yeah.
And I liked...
Well, you said yourself, a biopic portrays a real person, but also a character.
It is a character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, boom.
It had nothing really to do with what I was talking about just there.
I win.
Sure.
I win this battle. Foreign language film went to Roma.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought Roma would win more, too.
I actually thought that there was a chance, I was hoping
for. That it could go for Cold War.
That they could go for Cold War,
yeah.
And then give Roma Best Picture.
Yeah.
But that didn't happen. So,
yeah,
here we are.
Film editing Bohemian Rhapsody, absolutely absurd.
There's nothing more to be said.
We've all seen the scene. The scene where...
Every other scene is like that, too.
Yeah.
I feel like
that's just the one that has been pointed out. Yeah.
Because it's, like, so obvious, but, like, it's not a well-edited movie, and the pacing is far off, too. Like,
you know what, though? It makes me feel comfortable. Because I know that for any of the 5-minute videos that we've put out there, I could win an Oscar.
Yep, there you go.
Best editing.
Mm-hmm.
Go me. Oscar-winning Jack Hanton. Has a good ring to it.
It
will never happen.
All right.
Documentary, short, subject, period, end of sentence. I haven't seen that. Documentary, feature, Free Solo. Should have been...
How Won't You Be My Neighbor was not nominated is absurd, but...
You know what else wasn't nominated that I think was absurd?
Three Identical Strangers.
Yeah. That was my other watched movie this week, so we'll get more into that. Directing, Alfonso Cuarón for Roma.
Yeah. That's the correct decision.
Yeah.
I personally could have gone for Yorgos as well, but I mean, that was Cuarón's award.
There were some pretty solid...
And Cuarón needed it.
Some pretty solid candidates this year, though.
Yeah, and then Adam McKay was just in there.
Yeah.
I loved that Pavel Pawlikowski, I think, maybe? I don't know. I love that he got nominated for Cold War.
Yeah.
That was very special for me, and something that I think is cool that the Oscars did.
Yeah. Cool, good for him. Is that actually the order that it came in? Did he win directing and then it jumped to costume design?
No, that's not the order.
Okay, cool.
Directing is the second to last award.
So Polygon lied to me. Costume design, Black Panther. Absurd. Cinematography.
Wait, costume design? Oh yeah, that was dumb.
Animated feature film. This one was obvious. There was absolutely no way it was anything else. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Just a great movie.
Very good movie. I agree.
I found a video. If I can find it again, I'll try to link it down below. Just kind of about the making of Into the Spider-Verse and how they did a lot of the animation stuff, and it's really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a thing about how they'll animate on twos or on ones, and if it's on twos, then the position that a character is in will hold for an extra frame, and it'll make it look sort of chunkier and sort of less smooth. And in order to make Miles look less experienced, they would animate him on twos, and the people around him they'd animate on ones, so they'd be more smooth and he'd be chunkier. And it's just kind of like little details like that that you would never notice unless you went frame by frame.
That movie is made up of small individual moments that elevate it holistically to be just a completely immersive experience.
It's crazy.
It was and those great the directors on that, what a journey.
It was
honestly, it was those people who got fired from Star Wars.
What were their names? They also did the Lego movie.
I don't remember their names.
So they're just like good for anime.
Like it was like their dream to be on a Star Wars movie. Yeah. And they got fired off of it and went and made Spider-Man to the Spider-Verse.
I hope that's not me. Sorry. actress in a supporting role, Regina King.
Perfectly deserved. She was great in that movie.
I think I put Rachel Weisz as my...
I think that she is also great in that movie, so... I loved all of the nominees. Amy Adams in Vice is good, but, I mean, whatever. And who's the other one? I don't remember. It's the favorite people, Regina King.
Marina did her.
Oh, yeah, she's also
I am so fantastic. Sorry. I am so sorry that I said that like
she's
that.
She's also fantastic. That was a surprise nominee for sure, but that's good.
Actor in a supporting role, Mahershala Ali, Green Book.
So my top two supporting actors were not nominated.
Yeah.
They were Steven Yeun and Timothée Chalamet, but, you know, it is what it is. Out of the nominees, I probably would have picked Richard E. Grant for Can You Ever Forgive Me? I think he's really, really great in that film. And it's just very iconic.
Yeah. I'm going to switch things up a little bit because I don't want to do one before the other because I have more to say about one than the other. So actor in a leading role went to Rami Malek for Bohemian.
I don't have that big of a problem with this.
Nope. Yeah, I think he was really good in
that. He's very good in that movie.
You know what, though? Kind of bummed. He didn't thank me in a speech. After everything I did for him.
After
I lied to him. After I made a mockery of him and his girlfriend.
Yeah, what do you think?
In front of an entire coffee shop. And then after I profited off of that experience. And he didn't thank me.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I will say this, though. I think that Bradley Cooper's performance in A Star Is Born is going to go down as one of the most underlooked performances just of all. I think that performance for me is the best of the year. Him or Olivia Colman. The amount of nuance and just the amount of care put into that character is just insane. It's just crazy how much thought goes into every mannerism of that character and every emotion of that character and how every scene builds that character and how he follows along with that. That performance is just, it's not flashy in any way, which is why I think it didn't get as much love. I really don't like this trend of the Oscars recently. I mean, obviously it's just the last 2 years, but like this big transformation or playing a real person gives you more credibility. Like even this year, like if Rami Malek didn't win, the next person up was probably Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Who for a very similar role. Or not similar role, but like similar style of performance. Yeah. Right? And I think that this, I mean, technically original character just didn't get the amount of appreciation that he deserved because that performance is insane. People talk about Gaga a lot in that movie, and I think he carries it. I think he's like the silent carrier of that movie, acting-wise.
Even, I heard Willem Dafoe is supposed to be...
I have not seen that movie, and I really want to.
The one clip that they showed looked phenomenal,
though. It did. It looks like my kind of movie.
Yeah.
I think I'd like it a lot, but will I ever watch it? We'll see. Probably not.
Actress in the leading role went to Olivia Colman, and that was maybe the best Oscar speech I've ever seen.
Okay, you were not... You came to my Oscar thing and then left before this award.
Yes.
But I was literally... I just want to like go through what was happening. I was watching it, and they came out, and I wasn't really listening to what Frances McDormand or Sam Rockwell were saying.
Yeah.
I was like, just give me one. Just give me one. The night had gone not well for me.
Yeah.
Right? The favorite had already lost costumes and production design to Black Panther. Mm-hmm. It lost original screenplay to Green Book. It lost editing to Bohemian Rhapsody. It was not a good night for me.
Yeah.
And I said, just give me one. Give me one. I have not seen The Wife, to be fair, so I cannot fully commentate on whether or not Glenn Close...
I will stick to my belief that Glenn Close and Jonathan Pryce were the best parts of the movie.
Yeah.
She was good in it. She was very good.
So I can't speak to whether or not she deserved it over Olivia Colman or not, mm-hmm. but I can't imagine that she did because Olivia Colman is phenomenal in that movie. And
see, this was interesting to me.
They read her name... And I jumped out of my seat and into Aiden's arms.
Yeah.
And I was on the verge of tears. It was an emotional night, man. That forgave the entire Oscars for me. Like, after that, like, when we're about to talk about Green Book, I assume. After that, when Green Book won and people were mad about that, and I didn't want that to happen either, I didn't feel anything. I didn't care.
Yeah.
Because I was like, Olivia Colman just won.
Yeah.
She just won an Oscar for this role that... is not a stereotypical best actress winner role.
Yeah.
And that just made me so happy. I was so thrilled. And her speech is adorable.
It's so good. Her speech is so cute. Speech.
Every speech I think ever should end with just Lady Gaga.
Yeah. Thank you, Lady Gaga.
And then she walks off.
Just leaves. It's great.
Or like, it's like, oh, please hurry up, and then she just goes. What a goddess! I love her.
Best Picture, Green Book.
Okay. My hot takes on Green Book. Okay. So, I certainly don't hate this movie as much as lots of other people do. I do think that it was the third worst out of the nominees. I want to say third.
Black Panther, below... Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, okay, so fourth worst, sorry. Black Panther, Bohemian Rhapsody, and Vice. All
right.
So it's number five for me, which isn't bad. It was still in my top, I want to say 25, maybe top 30 of the year, which is relatively good. I liked all those movies, and I liked Green Book. I don't think that it does anything extraordinary.
Yeah.
And I don't think it does anything extraordinary in terms of... Like, the only reason I can see it winning, like, the way I rationalize it is that it's this great tale of friendship between two people who would not have normally been friends in that time period.
Sure.
Right? And it's this inspiring message and all this, right?
Yeah.
And fine, sure. I personally agree with that. Yeah. A lot of people don't. But I see where that's coming from. I just think that in this year, where there are so many movies that did very similar things.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Black Klansman.
Yeah.
Which was directed by Spike Lee, who lost in 1989 to Driving
Miss Daisy.
Which is an unfortunate coincidence. I think it's just misguided.
Yeah.
And is not reflective of what a great year for specifically African-American cinema this has been.
Mm-hmm.
Movies like Sorry to Bother You, mm-hmm. Black Klansman,
mm-hmm.
movies, even Black Panther, honestly.
Blindspotting?
Blindspotting. Even there's another one that I wanted to say, and I can't... If Beale Street Could Talk.
Just said that.
Yeah, I heard the could talk, and then I was like, If Beale Street Could Talk. In this year of these really great African-American films, a lot of which deal with the same themes, but similar themes.
Yeah, and actually, I would say more prevalent... More prevalent ideas.
It seems misguided to go to Green Book.
Yeah. It was definitely, I think, for them, the safest choice. And by choosing that, I think they made a lot of enemies, I would say.
Yeah.
Which is...
I think the Academy made a lot of enemies this year.
Yes.
But,
myself included.
People
Academy, look out.
They're not dying.
Here I come. I'm gonna win an Oscar.
People say they're dying, and I disagree, but...
Yeah.
They're easily the most prestigious award show
I think in the world. Was maybe the most commercial year.
Sure.
So far. Certainly with Bohemian and
certainly Black with Bohemian. I don't see that for Green Book as much, but it was the most audience friendly.
Yes.
Right? And that's coming from this new academy that's trying to make the show and the community more accessible for more people. Mm-hmm. Right? Which I agree with. I also want to say I don't really think it's their fault. Right? Yeah. Like, it's not their fault that they've been losing ratings.
Right.
Just look at, like, box offices from, like, the 70s and look at, like, them now, right?
Yeah.
So, in 1972, the top grossing movie, or 1974, the top grossing movie was The Godfather Part 2. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
This year, the top grossing movie was Avengers Infinity War.
Yeah.
It's just a different culture.
Yeah.
Right? So, if you're trying to get more people to watch the Oscars, then you have to incorporate different kinds of movies, yeah. Which, objectively and subjectively... Okay, not subjectively, obviously. But objectively, many people would say, are not as good. Mm-hmm. Right? And it's just hard to find that balance. And I think it's hard for Hollywood and the Academy to accept that maybe the film community that they live in and the films that they appreciate is not as big as they would like it to be. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a pretty good rant. You did good there.
Thank you.
Yeah, alright. I think that's it
for this one. That is it.
Sorry, I'm on the Polygon article about all of the winners, and I saw something about Tom Hardy's Venom performance didn't even get nominated for Best Actor, but so it goes. And I'm fairly certain that that's sarcastic.
It is.
Yeah?
Cool.
Good.
I mean, his performance is the best part of the movie. But
please don't talk about Venom.
It's just funny. Please. You brought it up.
I know, but I don't wanna talk about it. Let's move on. Let's go to movies that we've watched.
We are really over time.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Well, not really. It's been an hour about. We've got time. We'll knock out. We won't do suggestions this week.
Sounds good.
I don't have anything.
I don't have anything either.
Cool. So then, let's go new movies that we've watched. Go jingle. Go jingle. Go. Movies that we've watched. See anything good this week, Brian?
I saw one movie.
I saw three.
Okay, well, you pick one. Okay.
No, I want to talk about all of them.
No.
Can I do quick
hot
takes on them?
I saw Fighting With My Family.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I went with... Me and Aiden hadn't seen each other in a long time, mm-hmm. and we went to see a movie, and we were going to go see Never Look Away,
yeah,
which is the German nominee for the Oscars last year. It was for foreign language, and it got a cinematography nomination, which was the main reason we wanted to see it, because we were just like, oh, I'm curious. But it's 3 hours and 9 minutes, and about a German painter.
Wow.
So we were like, we kind of decided to just wait out 30 minutes and see Fighting With My Family instead. It was not a bad time.
Not the best time, though.
Funny.
Yeah.
Vince Vaughn in that movie is surprisingly hilarious.
Oh, Vince Vaughn's in that?
Yeah.
I thought his career imploded.
No.
No?
No. He plays, like, the WWE coach, and he's very funny. It's the kind of movie where you watch it, and you're like, yeah, this is gonna happen. And then it does 5 minutes later.
Right.
It's very cut and paste.
Yeah. That's kind of what I figured.
Not too much wrong with that. I mean, come on. It's an enjoyable time.
Sure.
I will say that.
See, I don't have a problem with cut and paste, just so long as it's not trying to be something more than it is.
Yeah,
you know, like, if a movie is sort of familiar to other movies, but is enjoyable and just kind of a good time, I can dig it. But, like, when you got Marvel, who every story is sticking to a formula, and they're trying to be like, look at us, we're the coolest, edgiest people around, and it's... I don't know. It's gross to me. Anyway, yeah. Sorry. Fighting With My Family.
Yeah, that's about it. I'm done.
Yeah. All right. I saw Crazy Stupid Love. It was really cute. The writing and the performances were the best part of it. Everything else, I think, was all right.
I love that movie. So good.
I'm not sure if I'd call it the climax, but certainly the part of the resolution leading up to the climax made me... like belly laugh when they were all kind of meeting and figuring out what was going on. That was very well done.
Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone in that movie are
Absorbable.
So good. The lift scene from great stuff.
I also saw Three Identical Strangers, the documentary from last year about three triplets who were separated at birth and end up meeting each other, becoming huge sensations, and then finding out that they were all part of a government conspiracy. No, just a government research thing or whatever. Really creepy. Like, really off-putting. Really well done. I'm surprised it didn't get a nom for...
yeah, Documentary was weird this year.
Yeah.
For sure.
So good. So well done. Very good score, too. I've been listening to that today. And then just today, actually, I watched Lars and the Real Girl. Mm-hmm. I would dare to say that's probably one of my new favorite movies, actually. It's weird and cute and right up my lane. Ryan Gosling is fantastic in it. I think the best role that I've seen him in so far.
My best Ryan Gosling role.
I don't know.
I had to think.
Yeah. It certainly is the most different that he's done from the other ones.
His least. Mine's probably Blue Valentine.
I haven't seen it, so that'd probably be. But he's so good in it, and it's just so heartwarming, and it takes this story that you would expect to go one way in a completely different direction, but it plays it off very well, and it's just, it's a good time.
I almost started crying. Ryan Gosling performance, and I can't think of it right now.
Blade Runner. La La Land.
Ooh, Blade Runner.
First Man.
Blade Runner is actually, I think, what I was thinking of. That's a great performance.
Great performance. I'd say
I need to see Half
Lars
Nelson.
The Real Girl is better.
I've never seen Half Nelson.
That's, I haven't even heard of it.
That's the movie that he got his Oscar nomination for. Yeah. In like 07 or 06 or something.
So yeah, anyways, check those movies out if you haven't. They're all very good. So let's end it. If you're watching on YouTube, be sure to like, comment, subscribe, share us with your friends. What else? Twitter, Instagram, at M3Movies for both. You can check out our website, which I recently updated to include all of our Anchor and platform stuff. You can find that at bit.ly/M3site. That's M3SITE. You put CITE in your M3 Buddies video.
How did I?
You did.
Citations, man.
What else? You can find us now on anchor.fm/M3movies. Which can also link you to all of our other platforms that we're on. We're on iTunes, we're on Google Podcasts, we're on Stitcher, we're on Spotify. Those are the big ones, and Breaker. And that's it.
Yeah.
Be sure to share us so that we can get super rich and super famous. That's our end goal here, is to be the most famous men in the world. So yeah, this has been M3 Movies. I'm Jack.
I'm Brian.
We love your stupid faces. Bye-bye.